cutie.
We made eye contact.
Misconnections.
That was me staring.
There are only two places to find true love. One of those would be the hot yoga class when you have some really bad gas.
Oh, God. Oh.
Who's getting all the attention today? I am. The other would be the pages of Craigslist.org. Every week, we scour that website to bring you the best that it has to offer. This first misconnection is titled, We Argued About Polar Bears, Man for Woman 42, The Bar. It says, you were my type of broad. Hips for days. Stubby fingers and a wiggly front tooth that danced every time you laughed.
That is the sweetest description of a tooth I've ever heard.
It really is kind of nice. I pulled up a seat and complimented the sexy birthmark on your neck. And you politely corrected me and told me it was actually an infected spider bite.
Whoa.
What a hurt.
That just sounds like a lot of pus.
Yeah. I grinned and said, lucky spider. For the next hour, we took shots. 7 to be exact.
Whoa!
1 for every divorce we had between us.
Aww.
Sounds like a country song. This really does. Then, out of the blue, it happened.
What?
Our first argument.
No.
I brought up the subject of roadkill, and you got the entire bar to shut up when you said, I believe polar bears aren't real.
Mythical creature.
How do you go from roadkill to polar bears?
Yeah.
Didn't matter how many pictures I showed you on my phone.
Yeah.
You just kept shouting fake news.
I
want to blame this on the fact that she had had 7 shots in an hour, but I don't think that's probably the case.
I blame the polar bear thing on CNN too. Fake news.
Oh, yeah.
You then said that Arctic bears are mythical creatures, just like unicorns or dragons.
Yeah.
And that's when I called BS because dragons are real.
Yeah, that's where the argument,
Mm-hmm.
You know, they may be meant for each other.
Yeah.
But please, God, hope they don't reproduce.
You left the bar angry that night, and I wish I would have gotten your number. If you see this, just know I Googled pictures of your spider bite and asked some pretty bad news. You should contact me quick. From Reginald. These are actual misconnections from Craigslist. This next one is titled, We were chaperoning the middle school dance, Woman for Man 46.
Oh, that sounds like my own personal hell.
You were the brown-haired divorced gentleman with the well-worn New Balance sneakers.
Ooh,
I was the single mommy with the bright red t-shirt that said, if you bend, the dance will end.
Uh-huh.
Good rule. Yeah. I like that.
Luckily for me, we were paired up together on Grind Patrol. Making sure those teens weren't getting too freakalicious on the dance floor.
Oh, that's awful.
I'm assuming freakalicious is probably a word that she actually used. Like, hey, you over there. I saw you guys getting freakalicious. All right? Turn down.
There's
right now.
No way she said turn down.
There's
no way.
It's too lit.
Yeah.
It is far too lit in here.
Yeah.
And if it gets even more lit, I'm going to actually turn the lights on so I can see more of you guys getting freakalicious. Turn down. It goes on to say, I enjoyed walking around the gymnasium with you, demonstrating to the children what positions were allowed and which positions were considered dangerous.
What? There's a demonstration at this junior high dance?
At one point, you put your right hand on my hip and your left hand around my throat, and I said in a stern voice, this is not acceptable.
Oh, that's not
you think? Like, I think that even the kids were like, yeah, we know that.
Parentheses, it says, it was exhilarating, though.
I feel like it turned into, like, a self-defense class.
I feel like it turned into something that was supposed to be in a bedroom.
I tried to have fun with you during the next demonstration when I yelled, treat me like a back alley street girl.
Okay,
what?
Brooke's right.
What?
Brooke's right.
But I'm not sure you heard me over the raging sounds of Maroon 5.
Ooh.
Before I knew it, the dance was over and you peeled out of the parking lot in your bright orange Kia Sorento.
Oh, man.
If you see this, I never got your name. Hit me up from Linda.
That is one freakalicious chaperone is what that is.
Definitely. This next misconnection is titled, I Accidentally Set You on Fire, Man for Man, 34 at the mall.
Huh.
says, I was restocking the shelves at the candle store when you walked in. And that's when I noticed a few things about you immediately. Hair on point. Pants on point. Lips on pout.
Oh, that's cute.
I sauntered over to you, gave you some side eye, and said, excuse me, sir. Can I service your nostrils today?
What?
You looked me up and down and told me you were searching for your new signature scent.
Oh, because you're at the candle store.
I get it.
And for the next few minutes, I told you about the rejuvenating power of desert strawberry.
Ooh, I want to smell that.
Before I knew it, the conversation was getting too intense, so I broke the tension by making a candle joke and asked you not to judge me based on how small my wick was.
Actual funny candle joke in there.
You gave me a naughty smirk and said, unfortunately, I've seen smaller. And that's when I upped my candle game from 9 to 9.5 and told you there's a back room where we can try out all the candles we want.
What?
Oh. Well, that's not what I thought was going on in the back rooms of candle stores.
Forward, yeah.
You didn't respond, so I stared at you extra long and pulled out my custom Versace lighter and watched the flame dance in my hand.
Mm.
Then I playfully tried to burn your hair.
What? That's no.
And
no,
that's
buddy.
When you left.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
Like, dude.
Did I scare you?
Yes.
If I did, I meant to. Come back to the store and I promise to give you your free sample.
No.
And I'm not talking about candles.
Yeah. I know, we know.
From Frederico.
Frederico.
Burning somebody's hair off, it's not like foreplay, man.
Well, depends what you call foreplay.